Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available to you to listen to and download at your leisure. Today we have a fantastic young man on the program. He's been a busy, busy guy as well. He was down at the Tropical Bowl. He was this small showcase at the College Gridiron Showcase. And he was also in the FCS Bowl, and he's out there in Colorado, Landau Performance. We know that's one of the top facilities for combine prep and everything that you need to do when you're a 2022 NFL draft prospect. And that is today's guest, Sam Flowers, Northern Colorado standout receiver. Sam, welcome to the program. How's this evening treating you, my friend?
It's treating me pretty great, man. Just trying to live in the moment and embrace every opportunity and, you know, take a day at a time.
Yeah, and that's what you – can you believe your time collegiately has come and passed and now you're knocking at the doorstep of the NFL?
It feels surreal at the moment. You know, it's just hard to, you know, really take everything in, you know, just trying to make sure, you know, I take a day at a time and, you know, listen and, you know, any information that I can get a hold of – just be a sponge. And, you know, I know, like, playing in college has been a long journey, and now it's, like, right there at the tip of my finger. So all I have to do is just, you know, stay focused and, you know, keep grinding and pushing forward and you know, and stay, you know, faithful to God.
Hey, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. And obviously those are coming to fruition for you, Sam. Now, I'm curious. I mean, I see on the bio that you grew up in Miami, Florida. We know Miami, Florida, the state of Florida itself is a hotbed of some of the best athletes that we see at the collegiate level. What was it like for you growing up? And were you that better athlete, the kid playing Pop Warner, where it was Sam Flowers one touchdown after the other?
Growing up, it was pretty hard just because there's so much talent down there. So I was really one of those late bloomers, So it's like I had the skill set and everything, but it just took a little bit more hard work and dedication.
Fair enough. So kind of take us through it. I'm sure you probably played both sides of the ball. How did you end up at receiver, and when did you know that this was going to be the position that got you to the point where you're currently training for the NFL draft?
Oh, man, it came about when I was younger, just playing football outside with some of my friends and everything. I always had great hands and hand-eye coordination. That was just came natural. But I played in part one a little bit of DN, defensive end and everything. And then once I got a little older, I played a little tight end. And then once I hit high school, I ended up playing safety and corner and plus receiver. And it was just one of those feels of, like, I love having the ball in my hand and able to create separation when I'm running the route and just, you know, making big plays, you know, just to give the team a spark. So I fell in love with playing receiver.
Definitely. And are you a diva receiver? I mean, what's it like playing against you? If I'm a defensive back, it's 3rd and 8. I mean, are you chatty out there, or you just kind of go about your business?
It's scary out there if you're going against me. It's scary. A defensive back, you know, it just, yeah, I'm one of those guys you can count on and really, like, third down is go to Sam. Like, you can depend on Sam. You know, he'll get the job done. That's who I am. That's somebody I always been. But it never happened overnight. It was something that I had to put the work in and, you know, understand football. You know, my football IQ had to increase and learn the playbook and learn the defensive schemes and, you know, the coverage wise. So it just came over. It didn't come overnight.
Excellent. Once again, Sam Flowers, the Northern Colorado standout here on the C2P, invited to several All-Star games as he makes his path towards the next level. Talking about those All-Star games, Tropical Bowl, FCS, Showcase, the College Grad Hour Showcase, what were those experiences like? You know, it's the first time that you probably meet with scouts and scouts get to meet you. They know you as an athlete, but now they get to know you as an individual, as a young man. Talk about and share with our audience what that was like.
It was a great experience for me, just because, you know, where I come from, a lot of people never, ever had that opportunity to be in a college, bowl game. So the FCS bowl game went pretty smooth. It was a great experience for me to get my feet wet and understand, you know, it's a different ball game going against other great athletes, you know. And then when I got to the College Gridiron Showcase, everything, you know, kind of amped up. Everybody was a little bit faster. And then when I get to the Tropical Bowl, I was pretty much up there with all FBS guys. So I got to see each level as I went on. And I took, you know, information from each one of those bowl games and, you know, learned and just applied things to, you know, my training and my skill set and my mind.
Nice. And talking about that skill set, and you mentioned great hands and that natural catching ability when you were young playing with your buddies. I always say if you're in the film room with these scouts, they're breaking down tape of Sam Flowers. You're in that room. What do you think they're going to love about you? In your words, what do you think are those abilities and traits that are going to pop off the tape?
Savvy, just someone that gets the job done. They with my speed, you know, hand-eye coordination, able to read coverage, breaking down film is something that I had to learn over time playing in the pro-style offense. So I have that knowledge. So, yes, sir.
Yes. What goes unnoticed, Sam? This is your show, and we want scouts to know you inside and out. They know you on tape. Maybe the offense you ran, you couldn't showcase other skills. Team captain, weight room warrior, great in the community, a film junkie. What else do these teams need to know about that can help you fall in their good graces when draft time rolls around?
Oh, man. I'm a special teams guy. You know, wherever you need me on special teams, I could play. I'm willing to do that, you know, like, just to, you know, in order to be successful, you got to, you know, be able to do everything. And I'm one of those guys that can play every position, wherever you need me, put me in different places. I'm just like one of those, you know, chess pieces, you know. Just put him at any position, and he could get the job done. And I feel like without those, I would be pretty average.
Well, you're not average. You definitely pack a punch, and there's a lot to like about your game, Sam. Do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anybody at the next level that you kind of try to adapt your game or put it in your own repertoire?
Yes, sir. When it comes to hand-eye coordination and ball skills and getting open, it would be Odell Beckham. When it comes to mentality and savviness, it comes down to Stephon Diggs with route running also.
Nice. I love how you mentioned route running. I think that's one of the biggest things that a lot of guys forget about is that route tree and be able to be crisp in and out of your breaks. And I think it's an art, it's a craft, and it's something that really separates the good ones from the great ones. You mentioned that you were out at Landau Performance there in Colorado. What's been the mindset, I mean, in terms of height and weight, where are you at, and do you plan on getting bigger, or you plan on shedding weight as you build towards pro day and all the things that come on the horizon?
The mindset is train to win. So pretty much maintaining the weight I am at right now and being able to produce as far as, like, lowering my 40 time and hiring my vertical and broad jump, once I get, you know, once I get those broad jump and vertical jumps up, my 40 time would, so I'll have a better opportunity to showcase my speed and the explosiveness that I do have.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the one thing. If you blow off that good 40 time, I mean, that's that burst, and that burst follows you all the way to the vert and the broad jump, and that's one of those, I call it the trifecta numbers. If you're going to do one of them well, you're probably going to do all three very well, and hopefully that's the same case for you as you build towards pro day. We are almost out of time. I can't believe how fast this particular show went, Sam. But with that said, we always like to have a little bit of fun with our guests. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Now, the guys at Landau Performance, when you go in there to train tomorrow, you get to become the trainer, and you get to pick somebody from that facility to work out and put them through a little hell. Who are you going to pick, and what are you going to make them do?
Ooh, I'll pick Commentate Coffee. I don't know exactly what I do, but I have to think about it like off, like once I do, like get there, I'll think about it right there, and then I'll probably just go ahead and do it. But right now, I do not know. But I know for sure, come take coffee, I'll put him through something.
Excellent. How about this one? This one might be a little off at this time because, you know, I know that, you know, the programs are starting lifting, but you guys aren't really getting in the spring ball yet. But have you had that panic moment where you think you might be missing some sort of Northern Colorado meeting or a weightlifting thing? Have you gotten out of that mindset that you were at Northern Colorado and you know, now you're in another chapter?
Yes. I got out of that mindset once I started preparing for the bowl games. It was just a different transition from college into, you know, that next trying to get to the pro level. Once I started going to these bowl games, the mindset, it was strictly like business, pro level. Like, you just got to do everything precise and make sure you get the job done, you know. And I had to fill out a lot of paperwork.
Really?
A lot of paperwork
goes involved with that? I did not know
that.
Yeah,
with the bowl games, it's just more of like, you know, they want to know, you know, your height, your weight, little things about you, you know, background information, pretty much. But it was a lot.
Yeah, fair enough. And the final question for you, Sam, before we let you go today. This draft will be quickly approaching the weekend of the 2022 NFL Draft. When you're with family and friends, you're waiting to hear your name come off the board. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as a celebratory dinner as you celebrate this next journey?
It would be my mom, and I would love for her to cook some goulash. It's some Caribbean food. Yes, sir.
Nice.
Pretty good.
You know, when I get something different, that has to be dynamite. I'm just assuming that has to be off-the-charts dynamite.
It is. You'll fall in love. It's a Florida thing.
Sam, I'm telling you, like I wish we were neighbors because I would make it a point on draft weekend that I would have to visit you and just get a bowl of the goulash. Like I said, there's certain, you know, everybody kind of mentions it, but there's certain meals that you kids say that you're like, damn, that has to be pretty tasty, and this does seem like one of them. Hey, we're almost out of time, but again, we appreciate you, Sam. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm very grateful.
No problem at all. Once again, Sam Flowers, he stand out, North Colorado, several all-star invites, and that shows that he is on that NFL draft radar, and hopefully those pro day numbers come to fruition, and he does that trifecta of the fast 40, the long broad jump, and gets up high for that vert. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.